Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Destination, freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
My friends of 1951, you live in perilous times, as I and my compatriots did in 1776. Times that, again, try men's souls. Your whole century has been full of crises, and I'm sure you grow weary in the fight for human rights and dignities. But do not say that the struggle naught availeth. For each blow you strike for freedom does matter, does count toward shaping human destiny, not only in the United States, but in all those parts of the world which look to America for guidance, courage, and steadfastness. Today I would like to talk to you about a family I know who lives in your day. And I would like to talk to you about a freedom that you Americans have, which grows daily more precious. The right to quit if you're on the wrong track. The right to choose a new path or job. You may have forgotten, you've forgotten many important things in your blessed Constitution, that under your Bill of Rights, Article 10, you do have a right to quit a job. You recall that every free man, restrained of his liberty, is entitled to a remedy, to inquire into the lawfulness thereof, and to remove the same if unlawful, and that such remedy ought not to be denied or delayed. But my story today is of a man who thought he could not quit, who thought he was trapped in a situation over which he had no control.
Well, that's it for today. I'm tired. Guess I'll go home and grab some sleep. The liver and milk gets you up before dawn.
And before the chickens. Hey, you didn't forget the meeting.
Meeting? What meeting, Joe?
What meeting? The union meeting at 10 o'clock. And you'd better get to this one.
Oh, no, I think I'll skip it. You fill me in, Joe, if anything important happens.
Something important is going to happen, all right. You remember what Sikorsky said last Tuesday? Oh, I forgot you weren't there at that meeting either. Hey, how's the little girl, huh?
Oh, she's got pernicious anemia. That's what the doc calls it.
Gee, that's tough luck.
It's a good thing I can get plenty of milk. That's what she needs, plenty of rich, whole milk.
You can get her all she needs. Hey, but Dick, you better make this meeting, huh?
Why? What's so important about meetings all of a sudden?
Well, you know Sikorsky. He wants a whole gang there and nothing at all. He's even threatened to pull your union card if you don't show up. That goes for the rest of the guys, too.
What's he on his high horse about? Gosh, I couldn't afford to lose my card or my job right now.
You'll be there then?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's an important meeting, Dick. You'll see.
Boy, these guys sure have us in a vice, haven't they? A man can't call his job his own.
Dick Draper, you're not going out of this house. You put on your pajamas and get to bed. I don't want another sick person on my hands.
Oh, it's the union meeting. This time I gotta go. I can't help it.
You've taken an awful lot from that union, Dick.
What else can I do?
You can quit, can't you? And get another job.
It's not that simple anymore, baby. You do what the union tells you to do, or else you don't work. Milk business is all I know.
And this is supposed to be a free country.
It's a freer country than any other I can think of, Ethel, but it's still not as free as it could be. You can still mess yourself up if you don't please the right guys or don't do what the bosses tell you.
Dick, you can't go. I've got some shopping to do, and there's no one to stay with Mary.
It'll have to wait.
Oh, Dick.
Oh, I know it's tough, and if there was any way out
of it,
which
comes first, your wife and your sick baby or your darned old job?
I told you, I can't do anything about it. I can't quit. So long. I'll try to get home as soon as I can.
Yeah, we're calling a strike. And you guys know that with the cost of living nowadays and with the little take-home pay you find in your envelopes, we can't live. But we're lucky to exist. So that's why we're calling this strike. Now, the drivers are entitled to be treated with just as much consideration as anybody else. I imagine when the milk don't get in town from the farms that we'll be going back to work in a few days with a better deal. You guys will be on strike no more than a week.
Attaboy, Dick!
How does he know we'll only be out a week?
You want more dough, don't you, Dick?
Well, sure, Joe, but
say, what have you got to lose by doing what Sigorsky says?
Well, personally, I've got a lot to lose.
What do you mean?
I was thinking of Mary. She's sick and she needs milk. My kid needs milk. Where's it going to come from?
Wait a minute, Dick. Even if we strike, you ought to be able to get enough milk for Mary. You're a milk truck driver, remember?
Yeah, but maybe I won't. What then? And there'll be other kids who'll need milk, too. I don't like this, Joe.
Cop, don't pinch us for blocking this road.
Ah, stop worrying. They're still at the lunch wagon getting set up for a hamburger. Hey, here comes a friend now.
These farmers ought to get smart. We wouldn't have to mess them up this way.
I guess they figure they can chisel extra dough because of the strike.
What's the matter? You fellas in trouble?
Turn around, mister. Take that milk back to your farm.
Union fellas, are you? I heard about you. I'm taking this milk into town, and nobody's going to stop me.
All right, boys, you know what to do. Make it snappy. Let's not argue with his character.
Hey, what are you going to do? Them's my cans. That's against the law. I'll have you hauled into court for this.
If you don't want to get hurt, friend, you'll do two things. Take your milk back to the farm and forget what we looked
for. Well, you... I'll put you behind bars.
Yeah, let's dump the milk.
Stop it! Stop it, you hear? You leave that milk alone. It don't belong to you.
One more, you're making that
yoko
shut up.
He's all right. He'll come around after a while.
I don't think we'll have any more trouble with him.
I hope you're satisfied, Dick. Out of work a week, nobody will speak to me on the street. They think you're mixed up in this milk dump.
But I'm not, you know that.
Lost our friends, our credit. Can't you do something, Dick? I can't get any more medicine. I can't charge any more condensed milk at the grocery. I don't know what to do.
There's one thing I can do. I'm going to talk to Sigorsky.
What good will that do?
Well, I don't know. But I'll make him do something. I'll make him do something. You'll see.
Draper, Sigorsky ain't here. Wish you guys would get out of here. When we got some news for you, we'll call you.
I know Sigorsky's in there. When the door was open a few minutes ago, I saw him. Don't give me the brush off.
Hey, I told you to stay out of there.
I'm sick of being pushed around.
Yeah? Who's pushing you around, Draper?
You're head of the union. Why don't you see your men when they have something on their minds?
I'm busy. Make it snappy.
I ask you a question, Sikorsky. You're our representative. You were elected by the union. You're supposed to act for us, not for yourself.
I don't like the way you said that. I don't think I like what you said.
Why don't you call off the strike?
Are you kidding? Listen, Draper, there's something bigger than just a raise for you guys in this. The farmers are coming around, joining a protective agency. They'll pay regular dues, too.
So that's it. The strike was called so you could force the farmers into your protective agency. That's why the drivers weren't in on the milk dumpings. You had your own private goons doing it.
Sure. That's the way to get things done. You don't ask people to do anything anymore. You tell them. And then if they don't do what you say, you make them. There's always a way to make people do things, and in the long run, it's the shortcut.
Where do you come from, Sikorsky?
Huh?
You weren't born in America.
Sure. Midwest. Steel town. What's that got to do with it?
I guess you skipped the course in history and democracy. You can't kick people around in this country.
It's been done every day. There are guys who get kicked around and guys who do the kicking. It's a matter of choosing which side you like.
Well, I've chosen. I want to get out of this union. Your union.
Well, it's hard to quit, you know. Harder if you do, because we don't like guys who quit.
Well, I believed in what the union said it was going to do when I joined. I thought we had the kind of a union where a bunch of guys got together to protect themselves against the organized power of people who wanted to take advantage of the little man. That's why I joined. I didn't know you had your own private bunch of hoots.
Oh. Fancy name calling for a little man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a little man. Just a guy trying to help myself and my friends, and you're tearing us down. I'm going to stop it.
Look, Draper, I'm busy. I don't care whether you're in the union or not. But if you turn in your card, you're through as a driver, not only in this town, but anywhere else. We have connections all over, in case you forgot.
I'm not afraid of you, Sikorsky. You ask the rest of the drivers what they want to do. They'll tell you they just want to get back to work.
For peanuts. They want what's coming to them. Anyway, they'll go back when my boys are through with the farmers.
They'll tell you they want to settle any business they have around a table, not with a club. It's the way I want it, too. And what about that protective association?
What about it?
You can't push people around that way.
I'm warning you, Draper. Dry up.
I'm not afraid of you, Sikorsky, or anything you represent.
I told you to button your lip. Maybe you'll understand this.
Why, you dirty...
I told you there wasn't any use in talking to people. They don't listen. Now get up and out of here before I kick your head in. Shut up. Sure, I'm using this strike to pressure the farmers to kick in. You'd better forget about it unless you want more trouble.
That's the way it is, Ethel.
Oh, Dick. Does your head still hurt?
Well, it doesn't matter. The question is, am I a man or am I Sikorsky's slave? I guess the only answer is we've got to eat. We've got to do what's necessary to keep on eating.
I don't like it, Dick. I'm afraid. Not only for us, but for all the men and their families.
The trouble, Ethel, is that people don't care enough to buck the bullies. Ordinary people organize, sure, and they mean to do the right thing, but then some guy comes along with strong ambition and no scruples, and the first thing you know, you have a decent group of men turned into a force for evil.
Let's go somewhere, Dick. Let's get out of this town.
That's no good. You can't run away from this fight. There are too many people who want to. Scared to stay, scared to say, you can't do this to me. We're all too scared to enforce our own laws, our own constitution. Somebody's got to fight it out.
Dick, I just don't want you hurt anymore.
I'm not important. Of course, they might try to do something to you and to Mary.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
I don't know. They got me buffaloed. The thing I can't understand is why you can't get people to sit on guys like Sikorsky before they get so powerful. I never thought we'd have a bunch of gangsters telling us what to do.
Well, maybe you've got the answer, Dink. Maybe if you could talk to the drivers. They started the union, maybe they could make some changes. After all, our government is supposed to represent the people. And if it doesn't, we change a representative. If the union was formed on that same principle, Then why can't the same principles work there?
Yeah, why not?
Have you ever made an honest try? You and the men in the union?
No, no, we just talked about it.
Dick, if you smashed Sikorsky in his power, wouldn't that be an inspiration to other little guys who are being stepped on to stand up and fight, too?
Hey, I think you got something, baby. It's dangerous, but I think you've got something.
All the fights for something decent and worthwhile have been dangerous. I'm afraid, Dick, but you can count on me.
The only trouble with your idea, Dick, is that you'd get some supporters, but probably not enough.
Yeah, I've thought of that, Joe, but I'm gambling the other way. Now, I know Sikorsky's got a strong organization, but the point is, we've always done what he said, not formed a counterbalance that could get things done our way.
If this thing of yours gets started and falls through...
Yeah, I know. It'll be rough.
You don't know how rough.
Well, I'll admit, I've nothing to lose right now. Sikorsky already knows how I feel.
In a way, I'm beginning to wish he knew how I felt about his roughhouse news.
Then you'll help?
Sure. I think you've got something. After all, like you say, it's not one man's union. Or it shouldn't be. It belongs to all of us. I think it's high time for a showdown myself.
Yeah, that's what some of the boys are saying, Sikorsky.
Not so. I left him mad, all right, last time I saw him, but I didn't think Draper was that dumb.
Of course, he ain't gonna get nowhere with it, bucking you, but all the same, you'll be stirring up trouble. Making some of these saps kind of dissatisfied and spoiling our new racket with the farmers. That ain't good, boss.
No, it ain't so good. Now, just how would you go about stopping this guy if you were me?
Maybe you didn't rough him up very much, boss. Maybe if we kind of did a better job on him, private-like.
I don't think so. That'll make him some sort of hero to these guys he's already talked to. Might make things tougher for me.
Don't suppose some sort of accident could happen to him, do you?
I think I'm going to surprise Mr. Dick Draper. They got a saying about giving a man enough rope and he'll hang himself. I think I'll use Mr. Draper to find out who are the weak sisters in my organization. I think I'll let him give me the answer as to how to handle this situation.
Hey, quite a turnout for your meeting, Dick.
Yeah, even I'm surprised.
Maybe you were right after all.
Hey, who are those birds in the back?
Where? Oh, yeah. Search me.
Something fishy about them.
Maybe that's a natural expression.
Okay. Guess we better get underway.
All right, fellas. Quiet down. Quiet down, will you, fellas? I'll make what I have to say short and sweet as I can. Thanks for coming, first of all, and I hope you'll feel like I do when I finish talking. I'm not much on speeches, but here goes. At our last meeting, we all agreed to strike for higher wages, even though I was personally against it, because I had a personal reason in my family. I voted okay. Well, so did all of you. But I don't think any of you understood about the hijacking of farmers and the strong-arm stuff. I don't think any of us here tonight voted for that. Am I right?
No, we didn't.
You're right there.
That's what I thought. Now, I don't think any of us knew that Sikorsky was using our strike to force protection money out of the farmers. He says he'll call off the strike when they kick in. Well, he's committing a crime and ruining our union, too. Well, let's get down to cases. When we formed this union, we did it so we'd be sure of getting justice, fair pay, fair consideration.
That's right.
Well, we did it to protect our rights under law and under the Constitution. Most of us don't know much about those laws, and even those we know about, we don't bother to enforce.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Now, in our union bylaws, we're protected from being pushed around. But here we are being pushed around.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, I might as well call names. You all know what I'm talking about. We elected Sikorsky and his organization, and now we're being forced to be a part of this violence, and we didn't vote for that.
Boy,
I called you here tonight to see if you agreed with me. If you really don't like the way this milk strike is being handled, I think there is something we can do about it.
Yeah, and what can we do about Sikorsky?
Well, what about getting higher pay?
Higher pay. All right, listen. Now, we can sit down and talk over anything that we think is coming to us. You can't hurt anybody by talking. But when you knock down farmers and break up their milk cans and beat up decent guys for doing what they think is right, then we get the same name as guys like Sikorsky.
All right, Draper. What you got on your mind?
I say that we all band together. Really together. Without any other compulsion or force than our own consciences. And tell Sikorsky to call off this strike. To call off his hooves, leave the farmers alone, and get us back on the job, and to start negotiations with management.
You don't know Sikorsky.
Well, I know that most people who like violence are bullies, and that all bullies are yellow.
Hey, Dick, you're right about those guys on the back row.
Are they Sikorsky stooges?
Yeah, probably. Now we're in for it.
Well, what do you guys say? Do we run our own union the way we want to? Or do we continue to be kicked around?
Hey, Dick, you want it on the phone.
Well, tell him I'm busy. Take a number, will you, Joe, please?
It's your wife. She's got to talk to you. She said it was urgent.
Hello, Ethel.
Dick, I'm almost crazy. Mary's worse.
Mary?
Dick, you've just got to come. I've had the doctor in, and he's...
Well, Ethel, what does he say?
She's got to go to the hospital. And we don't have any money. I don't know what to do. Please come right away, Dick.
I'll be there, Ethel. Okay, but call an ambulance. Pick me up here. I'll get some money from Joe. I'll do something. I guess this is what they call the last straw.
Gee, that was tough luck you having to leave just now. You had that crowd in the palm of your hand a few minutes ago. Now look at them. Some of them are beginning to walk out on you. Now get up there and win them back, Dick. Dick, what's the matter with you?
How much money you got on you, Joe?
About $10. Why?
Lend it to me, will you?
Sure.
I gotta get out of here.
Get out of here? Now? You sick or something?
It's Mary, please.
Okay.
Thanks. We gotta take her to the hospital quick.
Sorry. What about the meeting?
Yeah, what about the meeting? How is she, Ethel?
She's resting quietly now.
What does the doc say?
She's got a chance. If she can get proper attention for the next few months.
Months?
Yeah, I know. Poor Dick. Come on, sit down and rest.
Hey, we gotta pay by the week, and you say it'll take months. I don't know if we can bail her out in a week.
It's a rotten break.
Well, she's safe here anyway. We got her just in time. That's one thing to be grateful to God for.
Well, Dick, I didn't ask you about the meeting. How did it go?
A bust.
An almost ran. Might have been.
Oh, Dick, I'm sorry. Because of my phone call?
Oh, what difference does it make now? I'll find something else to do. You know, I always go to another town. There are other jobs. But I don't know what I'm going to do about these doctor's bills in the hospital. Looks kind of hopeless for the Drapers. For the little people. Doesn't it, Ethel?
Just a minute.
Open up, Dick. It's me, Joe.
I'm coming.
I thought you were dead. I've been by here 3 times today.
I set the alarm for 4 this afternoon. I must have slept a long time. I was dead.
Where's Ethel?
At the hospital. She's sleeping there this week. Hey, I wonder if she called.
How's Mary?
Out of danger, we hope. You look all hot and bothered over something.
I am. Dick, after you left the meeting,
yeah.
I took over.
What? Well, sit down, boy. Tell me what happened.
Well, I told me Mary was sick, that she was just one baby affected by the milk strike. That old people and sick people and kids were being hurt by what we did.
Joe, you said that?
You're a great salesman, Dick. You sold me and I sold them. It was easy. You'd already done the job, but Mary being sick cinched it.
Well, so what did you decide to do?
We've already done it.
You mean you went to Sikorsky?
After we got ourselves a new boss. We had a majority at the meeting. We elected ourselves a new leader by unanimous vote.
No kidding. I can't believe it.
You should have seen Sikorsky's face when we went to see him. And boy, there was quite a delegation that went to his office.
Oh, gee, I'd have liked to have been there.
Well, I'll try to describe it for you. After we told him how we felt, he began to look like a...
In the bylaws? You can't bounce me out of my ear like this.
You never read the bylaws, Sikorsky. I'd advise you to look them over. I guess you ought to read the Constitution of the United States, too. And the Bill of Rights. It's dead sure you never did. Maybe you never heard of them. Matter of fact, I brought a copy along, marked for you. Can you read? Guess not. So listen to this and try to understand it. Article 10. Every free man, that's any American, Sikorsky, restrained of his liberty, that's the way you had us up till today, is entitled to a remedy. That's what we just did to you. To inquire into the lawlessness thereof and to remove, if unlawful. That's what we've been trying to do. And that such remedy ought not to be denied or delayed. Well, we delayed too long.
Who reads junk like that? That don't mean nothing.
Who reads junk like that? Too few of us, I guess. Because the Bill of Rights and the Constitution have keys to freedom. Solutions to problems. Just like the Bible. Too few of us read that, too.
I ain't gonna sit here and listen to this.
Put down your phone, Sikorsky. There's nobody on the other end. The rats walked out on you. There's nobody outside except members of the new union we just voted in. And incidentally, you can keep that union card of yours. It might be an interesting souvenir. And a warning for the future.
I was really telling him.
Couldn't have done any better yourself, huh, Dick?
Oh, I didn't know I had friends like you. And those other guys, Joe.
They didn't do it entirely for you, Dick. You started them. Woke them up. But they've done this for themselves, and they know it. And they're waiting to thank you.
Gosh, the farmers won't have to worry about their milk. And I guess this means that we go right back to work, huh?
Uh-huh. We've negotiated a new contract this afternoon.
What?
Nothing to it. We start back tomorrow. Higher pay, all we wanted. The boss said he never could get anywhere with Sikorsky. He said we couldn't have done a better job and kicked Sikorsky out on his spine.
Hey, you must have elected a mighty smart new boss.
We think so.
Yeah, a real leader.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who?
A guy named Dick Draper. Hmm?
You're kidding.
No kidding. And just remember the history of bosses and don't let this go to your head. Good luck, boy. You deserve it.
Yes, Dick Draper's story ends happily, because he didn't quit. He has a constitutional right to quit a job if he wishes, But Dick Draper didn't quit. He didn't quit his right to personal freedom and to freedom of decision, because nobody has the right to quit himself. The rule of the majority is important to the maintenance of a democracy and to all activities in a democracy. In the story of Dick Draper, a power-greedy union boss learned that free men will stomach oppression for a time, then rise up in their full wrath to find their way back on the road to destination freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Bill Hodak and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Russ Reed played Dick Draper. Other members of the cast were Herman Dinkin, Laurette Philbrandt, and Tony Parrish. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Betancourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, sound effects by Cliff Mueller and Dave Squires. This is Bill Grisky reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.